I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
We're back. Second hour of The American Awakening coming up. Your host, Michael Herzog, with you for another hour. All right. I started this thing off with a few announcements, and I was going to tell you a little story about my trip out west, and I got on the subject of the truckers, and boom, the next thing I know, an hour's gone. So, again, I'm going to put out the numbers, 800-313-9443. You're welcome to call in with a comment about the truckers and so forth. I do want to finish up this story, this trip I made to immigration, because it ties in with this. It ties in with these truckers, the problems that we're having with these Mexicans coming across the border, this legislation or whatever it is that George Bush signed along with Ted Kennedy that's allowing these truckers to come up and ship their goods. We've got millions of these undocumented aliens coming over the border, getting health care. Now, when I say health care, I mean access. These people have an emergency. They get in an accident. I don't know about Texas, but I know in Arizona, okay, all they have to do is go down and grab access at the taxpayer's expense, and they pay all the medical expenses for them. So with that, that's the undocumented, if you will, way that these people are coming in here. Now, on the flip side of the coin, we have the, quote, documented way, the way it's supposed to be, the way that you know, we've all been taught, you know, the land of the free and the home of the brave, and if you want to come here, you've got to jump through all these hoops, and there's documentation that needs to be done, and there's applications that need to be filled out, and there's money that needs to be paid, and there's attorneys that you need to hire to make sure it's all done correctly. Well, guess what? My wife and I went that route, okay? And I have to tell you, well, we got married in August of 2004, and she applied for this paperwork shortly thereafter and paid thousands and thousands of dollars in fees. And I'm talking about fees for her and fees for her children and attorney's fees. You know, the creme de la creme, the expert, the so-called expert at handling this and being able to walk her through and make sure that all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed. And I have to tell you, folks, it's been nothing but a nonsensical nightmare throughout the endeavor. Ultimately, the culmination after all this garbage that we had gone through to get this done, it's supposed to end when you go to your what is called immigration hearing, and you finally they sit you down in an interview, which I'm going to tell you about, and then she is given a green card, and then that's fine. She is here as a resident. Well, that was what my trip was for Monday, was to go out there and go into immigration with her to have a final interview to get her green card. And what's ironic about this is, and I'll tell you about it, similar to the IRS, I told you that lately, if you go into an IRS office, there's no windows there. There's just a room that you go into with a telephone. You pick up the phone, you tell them you're here. They come out, they open up the door. There's two guards, there's metal detectors you walk through. Isn't it funny that anytime you go to a government building, they go to great lengths to make sure that there's not a terrorist that's going to come in and blow them up. Outside of the immigration building, there's three police officers. Well, here we go. We're going to go to a break again. 3 minutes, then I got a log segment. I'm going to tell you about this trip to immigration. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you from republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. I'll be back in 3 with the story.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Back, Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. Talking about this immigration story, I was out there in Phoenix Monday, and I went down to immigration with my wife for her final hearing. And I'll tell you, we showed up, and outside of the building, there is it's not a booth, it's kind of like a podium with a table. Not even inside, folks, it's outside the building. And there's three officers there that, you know, make you go through the same thing that you go through when you go through the airport security. Take everything out of your pockets, take off your belt, you know, the whole nine yards. This is outside. And the first thing that one of the officers asked for is the letter for the appointment, of which she did not have because nobody ever sent her a letter. She got nothing more than a call from her attorney saying that you're supposed to be here at a certain time. So we showed up. They didn't want to let us in because we didn't have a letter. One of the officers was nice enough to go inside the building, verify that she did indeed have an appointment, came out and allowed us to pass through what I will call to phase two. Now, once we have taken our belt off, taken our everything out of our pockets, done the whole nine yards, we put it back in, went inside of the building where we had another officer there, went through a metal detector, and had to do the same thing again. We proceeded from there to stage three, which is a enclosed, and I'm assuming it's a bulletproof window, with another officer behind there who's asking to see the letter, of which my wife replies she doesn't have one. The officer then says, well, you cannot come in. And I then politely informed the officer that another officer outside had explained the situation to him and that he allowed us to proceed. She then writes a handwritten note on a piece of paper, hands it to us, and says, take it upstairs and stick it under the door. So that's what we did. We proceed upstairs, go into the waiting room. She sticks it under the door, and we have a seat. Now, as perceptive as my wife is, she sees a very small camera. They have cameras, and here this goes back to the paranoia of government officials. There's cameras throughout the waiting room watching everybody to watch their, I guess, their body language, and I'm sure that there's probably recorders as well, microphones. Anyway, after about a half-hour wait, a lady came out, introduced herself as the officer, and she announced, she came out and she said, "She, Lindsay, Jack, Georgie, and Megan," did not mention my name. Nobody notified us that her children were supposed to show up. The officer looked very aggravated that the children were not there. And I then introduced myself, and I said I was informed that I'm supposed to show up here. So she said, "Follow me." We walked back into her office. Now, this lady, I think, is a typical example of a compartmentalized and, I don't want to say brainwashed, let me say propagandized. She had a little American flag on her table with nice little pictures and trinkets and American stuff, red, white, and blue, you know, the whole nine yards, rah-rah and apple pie. And above her desk on a file cabinet, the top of a file cabinet, was yet another camera staring at us, not her, watching every move we made. She then proceeded to ask a battery of questions to both of us, doing everything she could do to trip us up and catch us in a lie. Now, isn't it ironic that our government can lie to us on a consistent basis about everything from the North American Union to taxes to you name it, they lie about it. I don't think they can tell the truth about anything. But yet, they catch you in a lie, and the game's over. It reminds me of an old Bill Cosby record, the comedian Bill Cosby, when he was doing a comedy routine on the Revolutionary War, and he says, "Well, you know, the rules are the Minutemen can wear anything they want to wear, hide behind the rocks and the trees and shoot from the trees and the rocks and under the brook and everything, and they can do anything they want to do and wear camouflage. Now the British, they have to wear red and march in a straight line." That's what it reminds me of, that the government can lie to us all they want to and get away with it, but yet we have to tell the truth, and if they catch us in one lie, we're chastised. So at any rate, we're sitting there, and then the lady comes out with the most preposterous question that I've ever heard in my life. She looks straight at my wife and she says, "Have you ever, do you now, or do you plan on in the future carrying out any terrorist attacks on American soil?" Now, think about that for a minute. Who would think up a question like that, and who in their right mind, even if they were a terrorist, would answer yes to a question like that? So it just, and the officer looked at her with the straightest of faces. It was all I could do to keep from falling off my chair, rolling on the floor laughing. But this is what they have to interview people with. Anyway, make a long story short, this interview ended by her going, the officer going over to the computer screen and typing up a few things, and she gets through. She looks at my wife and she says, "Well, unfortunately, we need further documentation. We need to have a document from a government official in Scotland that indeed verifies to us that you were not married to this one gentleman over there." Now, I can understand if she was married before, saying, "Well, we need a copy of your divorce decree." But if you think about it, how can you produce a document proving that something didn't happen? So this is the fly in the ointment, if you will, of her being able to become a resident. She has a job. She has a life. The children are in school. She's paid thousands of dollars to do this legally. And this is the fly in the ointment that the government has come up with, that if she does not produce this document proving that she was not married to somebody, then she doesn't get a green card. Yet on the flip side of that coin, you've got millions of these undocumented aliens pouring across our border, taking our jobs, driving Mexican trucks, okay, invading our school system. They are, I don't even have to go into the detail of what they're taking American jobs away from us. Now, I ask you, is there or is there not something seriously, seriously wrong here? Anyway, That's that story. And then I came home. Open lines, 800-313-9443. I still haven't gotten a phone call from anybody that heard the show yesterday to comment on what kind of a show they thought Don Nikoloff did. And I'd still be happy to hear that. Okay, I appreciate some input there. Okay, what else have we got? We got about, we got 45 minutes left. So I'll tell you what, I am going to shift gears here, and I'm going to go into an article that I pulled off of newswithviews.com from a lady that I interviewed last week, because I thought, and those of you who listen to my show, you know how I feel about Bill O'Reilly. This guy is nothing more than a government shill, a whore, if you will. And, we got a caller. We got Dean from Florida. I'm not going to go into the article right now. Let's go to Dean. Dean, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Hey, once again, great show. You guys hear me okay?
I'm fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Just want to let you know I'm sorry for the experience that you had, but that's part of what I was sharing with you before. What you ran into was a low-level psychopathy. Basically, you ran into a low-level psychopath. Now, with the Lee families at the top and, you know, all the top people, those are mid-level to high-level psychopaths that run the government. What you ran into was a low-level psychopath. May not actually be psychopaths, but because they're exposed to that on a constant daily basis, it rubs off on them.
Mm-hmm. So
consequently, all that paranoia, all that madness about basically like you were saying, how the tables are turned, they're there to serve you, but in actuality, they're accusatory and basically trying to do everything in their power to hurt you. I even experienced it at the small little level where I am at, dealing with the VA, trying to go in for a particular training or situation, what have you, when a small little, basically an administrative assistant who's encased in the situation where they have a little bit of power, it's amazing. They'll have pictures of their family, their mothers, their husbands, what have you, but yet they get to the point where they deal with the bureaucracy every day. It rubs off on them. They know that what their superiors want, and they develop the same psychopathic mode and psychopathic attitude, and that's basically what you're dealing with and what a lot of America deals with. That's why you see people in these small positions, but yet they act like they're running a state or something, and you're wondering what's wrong with these people. That's why you're dealing with a low-level psychopath.
Well, when you watch one of these little minions look somebody straight in the face and ask such a preposterous and ludicrous question that there's only one answer that any intelligent human being could give. You have to scratch your head in wonderment and say, who's behind the scenes thinking up this garbage?
Exactly. It's not that person. That's why I say it's called pathocracy, the word path and ocracy. It's the psychology of the psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is, we have to remember, those low levels, they're not actual psychopaths. They have, you know, they have tendencies, but it's rubbing off on them. It's the people above them who are actually psychopaths.
Right.
But because they deal with that every day, they know what their masters want, it rubs off on them. They're just like you and me, making, you know, 30, 50, 60, 70 grand a year working their job. Because their job has to do basically power others, that they get into the government there. That is what happened. And it's even in civilian work. You have the people who belong to the secret societies running the CEO running organizations, and that the attitude filters down to the military assistant that you.
Pardon me.
Building.
All right. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes. It's
yeah.
Bad.
You're cutting out pretty bad. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, I don't mean to cut you off because you've got
not
some very interesting points, but the problem is it's getting worse. So I'm going to let you go,
you.
Okay? But I do appreciate your input, and I do agree with you, all right? All right. Got to go to a break. Do I hear the music? Yes, I do. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas at republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. When I come back, I will try and get into this article.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I've got a short segment in here, and I was just getting ready to read this article, and lo and behold, speak of the devil. Here we go. The man that I'm trying to get the input on to find out what the thoughts were from the listening audience is on the line, Don Nikoloff. Go ahead, Don.
Michael, how are you?
I'm tired, buddy, man. I didn't get a lot of sleep over the weekend. But...
Yeah, you had a busy weekend. Great show today. It's wonderful to hear the activism that's being stirred up here.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I wasn't even planning on doing the show on this trucker thing, but there's so many people up in arms about it, and there's so many callers that are onto it, and a couple of these guys are, you know, they're right. They've gone down the rabbit hole on this, and I haven't. I'm the first to admit I don't know all the intricacies of it, you know, but I know enough to know it's a serious situation, and they've got good points to bring forth. You know, it's the underlying root of the cause, Don. You know, the North American Union, the Trans-Texas Corridor, and all this stuff that's being implemented as a precursor to these Mexican truckers come over. And basically, it's just nothing more than a warning shot about the bow. It's testing the waters, if you will, to see what kind of, you know, to see what kind of reaction that they get out of the truckers. So it should be interesting.
Yeah. You know, we've been talking about this. I say we, you know, the people that have been following the research that shows that this was a plan of the Bilderbergers, the Banff meetings in Canada that took place last September, the secret meetings. Of course, Alex Jones reported about the Bilderberger meeting, and this was a topic of conversation. The maps have been posted all over the internet. I don't have a specific web address handy.
Now, you're talking about the maps for the Trans-Texas Corridor?
Not just Trans-Texas. I mean, there were maps showing the whole country mapped out.
Oh, I think they've got 82 of our highways, 82 of our major freeways online to be privatized and converted to toll roads.
Oh, yeah.
That's in SafetyLU, SafetyLU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some friends in the San Diego area that for months have been telling me that they've converted some of the major highways into toll roads already, and it's, you know, if you want to get someplace fast, you got to take these roads, but they're already privatized.
Mm-hmm. So, well, it's the same thing here in Austin. I mean, and I haven't been around much. I'm the first to admit, you know, I'm kind of a homebody. I go to work and I go back, but to go anywhere, to get anywhere, you know, quickly and conveniently, they've made it to where you can take a toll road and you can get there really quick. Okay, but if you don't choose to take the toll road, then you're going to run into very deep congestion and traffic lights and so forth. So they make it so tantalizing for you to get on that toll road. And by the way, I haven't done so. Okay, but I'm saying that they're very tricky about how they do this. You know, so if you want to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible, the only way that you can do it is to pay. Otherwise, you're going to fight traffic and demoralize yourself. You know.
Well, my phone and email have been ringing off the wall since the show, so I apologize. I jumped on your show about 15 minutes late. Now, I don't know if this was brought up, but I thought I would add to the conversation, especially for the truckers that are out there. It's a little-known fact, but it appears to be part of this total legislation. The city of Kansas City is going to be declared Mexican territory.
Mexican territory. Well, now, I know that that was the customs center, okay, for the Trans-Texas Corridor. You're saying that this now going to be declared Mexican territory?
That's their plan, that when this goes into full force, that's going to be Mexican sovereign territory. You can kiss it goodbye, folks, if you allow it to happen. Or we can stand up to it and be an impediment to it.
So when this Trans-Texas Corridor is finished, they're going to be able to go from the lower part of Mexico, which I believe the Chinese are going to be shipping in their goods, and then they're going to be able to drive through this corridor right over the borders and not even be stopped.
They won't have to show identification or anything until they get to Kansas City, which again is going to be declared Mexican territory.
Right.
That's funny you mentioned the Chinese, too, because there have been reports for the past 6 months to 1 year by some folks living in southern New Mexico who have seen incursions of Chinese soldiers moving into American territory. And we're talking anywhere from 15 to 30 miles inside our borders. When they contacted Border Patrol, they were told to stand off or stand down, that they were going to send someone out. They sent an unknown contingent of Army or Marine personnel who were high-fiving and back-slapping the Chinese soldiers. We have the same thing going on in Montana, northwestern Montana, and Washington State with Russian convoys. So we need to take notice of it as to what's happening here, folks.
Now, this is you've got documentation of this, Don?
Oh, it's all over the web. I mean, it's been on the web quite a bit.
Well, in doing my research here and there, you know how you go down one rabbit hole and you go into eight different places and so forth. I mean, I've run across it.
Mm-hmm.
I've run across reports of so, but nothing was, you know, definitely documented.
Well, you know, they're going to say that we're fringe when we bring these things up, that this is insane. I remember when the SPP, you know, the Trans-America Highway was talked about being 14 lanes wide or 14 football fields wide. Everybody said, oh, that's insane. We're not doing that. This is not going to happen. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Right. It's four football fields wide, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, but, so that would be like, 35, 70, that would be 140 yards if you're talking about the, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty massive highway. Right. And they're in there buying up the land. They're in there taking over the land by eminent domain.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's stop right there. I'll hold you over, Don.
Sure.
Going to a break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave, CN3.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening. Got Don Nikoloff on the line. And you want to continue, Don? What were your thoughts going in?
Well, you know, these stories that I'm talking about have been circulating quite a bit. And you can... You know, everybody's quick to say, well, you know, you got to verify these things. But these are quite unusual postings on the web where people have taken it upon themselves to put their name, sometimes phone number, address, email address on a website, and they communicate it in the form of a letter to say, hey, this is going on, and what's the deal here? And numerous reports about these foreign military incursions have come about. Mm-hmm. There are descriptions of UN vehicles in the state of Minnesota.
Well, I'll tell you what, on that subject, I did a Google Earth, because I went down that rabbit hole a year ago, and I did a Google Earth to some of the specific geographic locations that these UN vehicles were supposed to be. And ironically enough, you know, when you look at Google Earth and you zoom down, the closer you get, the blurrier it gets.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say, and I don't even remember, there was one location in some little island in Florida, another one I think was in Louisiana or Texas someplace. And the reports that I saw about there were, you know, X amount of UN vehicles that were there, I could not 100% verify that, because I went into Google Earth and I zoomed in on it, and the closer you get, the blurrier it gets. However, I will say that there were an inordinately large amount of white vehicles.
Yes.
Blurry, but white. That were curiously, they could have been, you know, Hummers and, you know, UN trucks and so forth. And there were literally thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, even if they were, let's say that, you know, positively thinking that they're not UN vehicles, well, what kind of vehicles are they and what the heck are they doing there?
Mm-hmm.
And I totaled up, there was three different locations. As I said, one of them was a little island in Florida. Another one was in Texas, and another one I think was in San Diego or something like that. But there was, you know, I did the math, and I'm looking at the parking spaces, and I'm multiplying times the length of how many were there. And I would say there had to be more than, in these three locations, there had to be more than 30,000 of them.
Yeah, and did you ask yourself if it was possibly an auto auction?
Well, they're all white, okay?
Yeah, they're all white.
They're certainly not ambulances.
And if you can get an angle shot, Google video will allow you to change the angle of the shot.
I've done that, but the problem that I have is that the closer that you get, you know, let's just put it this way, you're not able to tell with 100% accuracy that these are definitely UN vehicles. Now, I would say, you know, if I had to place a guesstimate, I would say that I am probably 80% sure that they are. But I can't say conclusively that they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
where does that put you? It puts you to where, yeah, obviously you cannot rule it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gone down the information trail on these, you know, you've heard of these rail cars with the shackles in them, you know.
Sure.
Took a trip back to Indiana, and you've heard the story about the Amtrak station being a prison camp.
Sure.
Well, my son lives about 5 miles from there, so we all jump in a car one night and drive over there. And circled the whole thing about 2 or 3 times. Again, I cannot conclusively say that that place is indeed a prison camp. However, I will say this, that we parked on the back side of it, and there is barbed wire. You can't get close to the place. And then there are train tracks going into these mysterious buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But in between, and remember, I'm probably, this is nighttime, and I'm probably a good 200 yards away. But in between a couple of train tracks, they always have these trains mysteriously parked, rail cars mysteriously parked in locations where you can't see what you really want to see.
Yeah.
They'll have them parked in front of buildings or windows or, you know, next to other rail cars or whatever, and it's very difficult to see. But I did see enough of one car that was parked in between two other rail tracks with other cars, you know, next to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was they were deliberately parked there, obviously, to conceal this one car.
Mm-hmm.
And this one car looked very, very similar to a picture of one of those cars I saw on one of those websites that looks like the car with the shackles in it. Now, I didn't get close, didn't go in, and didn't, you know, jump the fence and go take a picture. But the exterior of that rail car looked dangerously close.
Mm-hmm.
To what they had been reporting on the website.
Well, Phil Schneider reported that after doing underground base work as a geologist engineer for the U.S. government back in 1995. He said there was an order for something like 183,000 of those cars.
Well, and that's out of a place, what was it, up in Oregon or something? And the
yes.
Yeah, and but the guy that owned the place in Oregon vehemently denies it.
He's got to do that.
I realize that. But the only point I'm trying to convey is that, yes, it's food for thought, and, you know, you can speculate here and there. You cannot conclusively prove it, which, you know, then you can look at the powers that be and congratulate them for doing such of a good job of propagandizing people to not believe it.
Mm-hmm.
However, and you know me, I'm very objective, okay? I won't believe or disbelieve unless you can disprove it. But in order for me to 100% believe it, I have to have some pretty concrete evidence. I will say that I am 80% certain that, yes, indeed, those cars do exist.
Yeah. Well, going back to the – I don't mean to jump topic like this, but going back to the trucker issue, when I'm on the road and many people I know stop at, for instance, like the TA truck stops, they've got great buffets there, especially around the holidays. Now, I'd hate to see what would happen to that chain of fine restaurants and stores that carry a variety of supplies that truckers use all the time, not to mention all the wonderful facilities they have. What would be an indication of if this is really happening, is to watch how many Mexican restaurants spring up along Interstate 35.
Well, you know...
Nothing against Mexican food.
No, no, but, no, and let's clarify this. I'm not, you know, I am not a prejudiced person. As I've said many times, that if the crap hits the fan, I really don't care if you're black, white, red, yellow. I don't really care what nationality you are. If you believe in a constitutional republic, you can get in a foxhole with me any day, all right? But there are certain instances, and I'll give you an example. I went to a laundromat to do my laundry last week because I do not yet have a washer and dryer. And, you know, curiously enough, they've got games in there, and I'm a sucker for that. You know, give me a pinball machine while I'm killing a half an hour at the laundromat, and I'm going to play it. So I'm up there playing a pinball machine, and next to it's one of these old Pac-Man games, you know, and uh-huh. This Mexican lady comes up and plays a game of Pac-Man. Now, maybe this is an isolated incident. I don't know. But, and this isn't the first time it's happened, to where, you know what the smell of BO is that is covered up by perfume, you know? And I'm thinking to myself, and then she has her little daughter that comes up next to her. There's about 6 inches between this one machine and my machine. And there's her daughter comes up next to her and has no bones about, you know, squeezing her way in and pushing up against me, and I'm having a problem playing my game. Well, that goes into parental rearing, and it also goes into body hygienics, okay? So, you know, and I hate to say this, and this is not a prejudicial thing, but the thoughts do cross your mind. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, is this what we're dealing with? What happens when all these guys come over the border, and maybe they don't have the money to use the truck stops, or they're on the road for 3 or 4 days, and they don't take a shower? Okay, then they come waltzing into TNA or Love's Truck Stop or whatever, and they plop themselves down for a nice roast beef dinner. Can you imagine? Uh-huh. I mean, that's just one of 100 different things that could happen.
So you found yourself playing Miss Pac-Man, huh?
Actually, I found myself just walking away from the game and going out and sitting waiting for my laundry to dry.
You know? Yeah.
But I'm just talking about a number of different circumstances that could happen. And Lord knows, you know as well as I do, Don, you don't know what's going to happen. I do know truckers well enough to know. I know the mindset of truckers, and those guys are hardworking, diligent guys, and they talk back and forth because that's all they have to do. They talk back and forth on the CBs, you know. And what does the CB range go, about 7 miles or so?
Well, it depends on your antenna and amplifiers and all that, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't even, you know, it's breaker 19 for this or that, and if there's something new that comes up, there's a smoky at the 252 mile marker, you know, they're the first to tell it. And you know, give them accolades. I can't count how many times that I've been on the road and there's been a police officer up 3 miles ahead and I might be speeding and a trucker will cut over to slow me down.
Or they'll notify you that there's a dead deer in the middle of the road.
Oh, yeah.
Some, you know, or a whole herd of
them. We need these guys on the road to ship our goods. We need these guys on the road because they're diligent, hardworking individuals. We turn this other culture, and it's a cultural issue, Don. Mm-hmm. We turn this cultural issue loose on American roadways, and your guess is as good as mine what's going to happen.
Well, who's going to check what they're carrying in the trucks? I heard a couple of people mention that, and you know, it's I'm all for everybody having a job, but you know, we should be looking at our citizens first, and we should be looking at the backbone of our economy,
but don't even talk to me about that. You just heard, if you caught part of my show, you heard the story about all the undocumented aliens coming over the border, and then my wife and I are trying to do this the right way and get her a green card. They should be looking out for American citizens, but the deck is so totally stacked against American citizens because there's a bigger agenda involved.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I took more than my share of time. I want to keep the line open for your other callers. From my perspective, I enjoyed the show. I welcome the opportunity to host for you again should the need ever arise.
Well, I'm waiting for that article in the Idaho Observer to come out so I can have you up to talk about it. Because,
okay, I'd be happy to.
You know, because the it's fascinating, and I've told the listeners before, you and I know, we've talked offline, and really some of the stuff that you come up with is just extremely it's jaw-dropping. It's fantastic stuff. All right, and a lot of times I'll tell you, you know, where'd you get the documentation for that? Because it's so fantastic. It's sometimes it's hard to digest. You know.
Well, I've sort of paved or my own path or cleared the brush using my own weed whacker, so to speak, and I'm not following the traditional courses, you know, that people follow in research.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm doing that is because it doesn't add up if I follow the research that's out there. You know, there's a lot of disinformation out there, and I want to be correct about what I say before I say it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what I'm dealing with. And it's part of, you know, my philosophy of us knowing instead of just believing. Because if we're just going to flat out accept everything we're told to be the truth, then we lose our self-empowerment.
No, you're right. I mean, you know, all of these different areas in which the American people are being attacked, and I'm talking about economically, I'm talking about as far as the immigration issue, you know, the Trans-Texas Corridor, the national ID. I mean, I can go on and on and on.
Well, NAFTA,
all of it. You know,
yeah.
we're being attacked in so many different areas. You can only, you can pick a battle and go fight it. But people like you, and I give you accolades, people like you and some of the journalists out there that are exposing this stuff, Frosty Wooldridge, Judy Andreas, Jeff Renz, I mean, all of these people that are out there, you know, that are, oh, DV Kidd's another one. I mean, she's relentless, you know, that are doing their best that they can to rip the curtain away from the wizard, if you will. That's the thorn in their side.
Yes, you're right.
And that's what's holding them back.
Would it be appropriate for me to plug a show I'm going to be on this evening?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm going to be on Jeff Renz's program. Now, I don't know the exact time, but that's carried on GCM stream number 3, and it'll be somewhere between 8 and 8:30 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
So we're going to be talking about some rather interesting areas of research and I welcome people. I don't want to pull people away from RBN, but anyone that's interested in what I have to say and what I want to bring forward to the folks.
Well, you know what? I have to say this. I really, you know, being on the airwaves with RBN now, I see a lot of what's going on behind the scenes. And my first effort is to say in the Patriot movement, we all need to work together. It's sad to say that sometimes people try to do one thing or another. You know, I don't have anything against. Nobody's ever done anything against me as with these other radio networks or whatever. I can't say the same for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But if these guys would all just have the attitude to come together and work for the main goal, which is to bring this back to a constitutionalist republic, everybody would be a lot better off. We could all get along, okay, and we can go on to better things. Because I don't know about you, Don, but, you know, there's things that I could be doing other than getting on here and, you know, basically putting myself on the line, which a lot of us do,
mm-hmm.
to expose this stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's other things that I could be doing. But this is more important to my children and grandchildren that we get this exposed.
Yeah, well, you know how I feel about music. I'd be happy just doing that. I just feel that... you know, I have to use my gift and listen to that great voice up in the sky, you know, and cast some light on the darkness here. That's what it's about.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, I put out the feelers. I asked all the listeners, I say, okay, call in, tell me what you think about Don Nikoloff and the show he did, and I never got one call. I got one call, the guy says, oh, he's terrible. No, I'm just kidding.
well, my email and my phone have been just going crazy, so at least on my end, you know, it's been a positive experience. And the fact that Jeff Renz invited me to his program, I have you and I have John Stattmiller to thank because I guess he listens to both programs. So.
Yeah, John Stattmiller. Contrary to what some may believe, I know John Stattmiller very, very well personally, and he is a great—he's a good man. He's got a good heart. He's under stress at times, but he is a good man.
And I was fortunate we had Judy on the line during the show, during your show that I was hosting, and she was gracious enough on short notice to come online and help me make it through John's show.
No, I know that. Yeah, I listened to that segment. Okay, well, listen, buddy, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to try to get through an article with about 4 minutes left after the break.
All right, you're doing a great job, Michael. Keep it up, and I want to wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thanks for the call, Don. Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Okay, well, let's see. That was Don Nikoloff, and I never got any input from the listeners on him. So I'll open up the phone lines again. I've got a commercial break coming up shortly, and I got 4 minutes left if somebody wants to call in with a comment or whatever. Otherwise, I was going to go into an article, and I guess I'm going to save that for maybe tomorrow. I got another one here that I just want to make a couple comments on, and that'll take me up to the end of the hour. I'll get into that after the break, but I will open the lines up for maybe one more caller for a minute. This thing about the 15 British sailors, I wanted to make a comment on that. I've got an article on it. I don't think I'm going to read the whole thing. But isn't it funny how there's been all this controversy going on and, you know, John Woo and Gonzalez and defending torture and, you know, what do you call it, waterboarding and, you know, these things that it's okay now for America to do in order to extract information. Well, I'm going to comment on that in a minute. I'm going to go to break. Call in number 313-94-800-313-9443, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. See you in three.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. Got about 4 minutes left, and I just wanted to run a quick comment. I was talking about this torture thing, and Alberto Gonzalez and John Woo saying it's okay to torture children, and you know, extraordinary rendition, and holding people indefinitely without, you know, the Patriot Act, and not giving them habeas corpus, and all this good stuff that we're doing to try to expose the quote terrorists. Then I pulled this article here, which I thought was interesting. I'm going to give you the flip side of this coin, and it's food for thought. Iran shows the way to civilized behavior. 15 British soldiers who had no right to be in the Middle East at all were captured by the Iranians while intruding Iran's territory. From the first day, the Iranians treated them in accordance with the laws of war and peace as laid down in the Quran. They were treated with respect as guests, provided food accommodation, food, all of the hospitality that the Islamic tradition demands. Contrary to what they might be urged to say by the British military, now that they are freed, there is no doubt that they were treated with kindness and traditional Islamic hospitality. No orange jumpsuits, no barbed wire, no hoods, no electric shocks, no dogs let loose on them, no sodomy, no rape, no wild and threatening statements, and no steroid-fed soldiers leading them on a leash. Contrast that with Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, and Bagram in Afghanistan, and you can see which culture is civilized. This is announcing the release. The president, Ahmadinejad, said, "On the occasion of the birthday of the great prophet Muhammad and for the occasion of the passing of Christ, I say the Islamic Republic government and the Iranian people, with all powers and legal right to put the soldiers on trial, forgave those 15, he said, referring to the Muslim prophet's birthday on March 30th and the Easter holiday. He said, and I quote, "This pardon is a gift to the British people," unquote, he said. Now, I want you to compare that with the utterances and actions of warmongers such as Bush, Blair, Cheney, Netanyahu, Olmert, and Sharon. These warmongers have, by their words and deeds, brought wars, massacres, starvation, rape, torture, and hatred to the world. America has been involved in around 100 conflicts since its birth. Israel has made wars with all its neighbors and has murdered tens of thousands of innocent civilians in Palestine, Lebanon, and Syria. Britain, France, and Russia have caused the deaths of millions of people through their colonialist conquests. Iran has never invaded any country, and neither have the currently American-occupied countries, Somalia, Iraq, or Afghanistan. They have not invaded any other countries. If these wars are to be ended and mankind is to live in peace, the Western world will have to listen to former Iranian President Khatami and support his, quote, "dialogue of civilizations." Now, I read that, and I look at what's been happening here with this legislation that's passed and their propagandization, you know, and Bill O'Reilly, of which I was going to get into another article about him and didn't, trying to justify this torture and, you know, holding people indefinitely and spying on them and so forth. Then I take a look at this little country over there that hasn't done anything to anybody, that isn't violating any UN treaties, and I have to ask myself, and so should you, who is the real enemy? This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. That's it for today. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stettmiller. And you're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. I'll see you tomorrow.